views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about choosing to heal. We have some terrific energies to help heal old wounds, patterns, and relationship issues now. And I'll give you some tips for doing this. This will help us lighten up by December 21st. Next Friday, December 7th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And I also want to give you a heads up. My December 14th show will be a one-hour show with astrologer shaman Diana Stone, and she'll be talking about preparing for ascension. Then on December 21st, my show will be at 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Pacific. I'll interview Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, that day. So mark your calendars now for those special dates and times. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the holidays and the new year are getting close. So remember that the Good Timing Guide, especially the 2013 Good Timing Guide, makes a great gift as well as an essential tool for yourself. It allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your important projects and activities. And remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those time-out periods, which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combo of both the 2012 and 2013 guides and the 2012 and 13 newsletters on special now at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, after Hurricane Sandy and other earth changes we've had, are you concerned about your safety or security? Are you feeling anxious lately, especially with all the talk about ancient prophecies? And if so, I want to alert you to a special safety and security release that Peg Donahue is doing next Wednesday, December 5th. That's via the telephone or your computer, so you can take it from any location. This is an emotional freedom and healing release to release feelings of anxiety, restlessness, or fear related to your personal or your family's safety and security. And once you release those feelings, you stop attracting negative situations to you, and you can move forward with ease. To learn more, just go to my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300, and that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we just had a lunar eclipse on November 28th, and since I didn't have a show last week, I want to talk about that first. Now, this eclipse was at 6 degrees Gemini, 47 minutes. So if you have a planet or a personal point in your chart between 2 to 10 degrees Gemini or Sagittarius, then this eclipse will impact you directly. The primary meaning of this eclipse is that you will happily accept a new responsibility, which requires a commitment. Now, this could include, but it's not limited to, pregnancy, birth, new job, career, starting a new company or a major project, or purchasing a new home or property. or perhaps you'll decide to take care of someone else. Now, lunar eclipses are full moon eclipses, and full moons are times when we get the full picture. You often find that many decisions are made close to the full moon for this reason. Lunar eclipses are also often related to something that's completing or coming into its fullness. Since lunar eclipses are related to the moon, they can also be a time when you encounter emotional patterns or issues more intensely. And as with all eclipses, eclipse-related events can occur up to 30 days prior to or after the actual eclipse itself. In this case, the eclipse window is from October 28th through December 28th. Now, this eclipse included a cycle that's associated with overexpansion. Now, sometimes an opportunity can seem a lot better than it will turn out to be. We call this fool's gold. So this cycle, which is Sun opposite Jupiter, requires you to be discerning. Now, you may have a valuable opportunity, or it might just be an illusion. This is especially true since we don't have a good Jupiter at the moment. Jupiter, which is associated with growth and abundance, is normally viewed as a good planet. But this Jupiter is not only in a sign where he's incompetent, he's also retrograde and probably doing things he shouldn't be doing. However, with all that in mind, you might still have the best opportunity you've found in a while, and you need to consider whether you can really make it work. So here's another tip about this eclipse. In that chart, there was an easy way around the obstacle to this opportunity. This was the cycles of Sun trine Uranus and Moon sextile Uranus with the Moon conjunct Jupiter. So essentially, you might be able to make your opportunity work with a new technology, or perhaps an unusual person has the method to make it all work. So if you can find that easy way around the issue, then it might be worth doing. You still have to discern that. Now, we still have the cycle of Sun opposite Jupiter in range, which is the potential to overexpand. That cycle peaks on December 2nd and stays in range through December 8th. The other cycle of Sun trine Uranus, which relates to connecting with an unusual person or technology to make the opportunity work, has already peaked. It stays in range through December 2nd. So between now and Sunday, you can still make your growth opportunity work if you find that easy way around the challenges. Now, over the Thanksgiving holiday in this past week, you might have noticed that we had some energies associated with anger and even rage. Hopefully, you didn't get tripped up by them. These energies, which were Mars conjunct Pluto and both of them square to Uranus, are what was behind that 140-car pileup in Texas on Thanksgiving. So accidents, anger, and explosions are all associated with those energies. Now, fortunately, those cycles peaked between November 23rd and 27th, so they are finally getting better. However, they stay in range through December 5th, so be safe while driving. These energies are useful for making breakthroughs, assuming you don't explode first, of course. Now, next, we have another set of cycles which are good opportunities. The first one is an opportunity for transforming structures that are worn out and need to be replaced. This is the cycle of Saturn sextile Pluto. Now, this cycle will be with us for quite a while into next year, and at the moment, this cycle is being assisted by the additional cycles of Venus conjunct Saturn. When long-term relationships and partnerships can form, this is still in range now through Sunday, December 2nd, and it's been in range since November 21st. Now, in addition, both Venus and Saturn have been trying to Chiron, suggesting that a long-term partnership could be forming, which could make a lot of money, and over a long period of time, too. So that stays in range through tomorrow, December 1st. And on top of all that, Venus is sextile to Mars, suggesting that we know how to get what we want, and we can do so easily. So this is a great time to do your holiday shopping. The cycle can be great fun for romance, too. Now, it's already peaked and it stays in range through December 5th. And next, we have another cycle that comes into range on December 5th, which can indicate unexpected but entrenched financial challenges. This cycle is Venus sesquiquadrate Uranus, and it may show up in the United States as the debt ceiling crisis gets closer and fears about the fiscal cliff increase. Now, this could mean that stock markets continue to drop, so be careful to stay within your budget when you do your holiday shopping, or you might have some of these unexpected and entrenched financial challenges. The cycle peaks on December 7th and stays in range through December 8th. Now, this cycle is exacerbated by the fact that you may find yourself compulsively spending money, and this is related to the cycles of Venus septile Pluto and biseptile Neptune. So money can just run through your fingers. The good news, though, is that these cycles can also be great for romance and passion. So hopefully you will enjoy that part of that cycle. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Good days for holiday shopping include today, November 30th, tomorrow on Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 2nd, between 9:20 a.m. and 5:08 p.m. Pacific Time. And in the Eastern Time Zone on Sunday, that's between 12:20 p.m. and 8:08 p.m. Wednesday, December 5th, and Thursday, December 6th are also good shopping days, as well as most of December 7th and 8th. And after that, good shopping dates get scarce, so make good use of these dates. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And that's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show. So you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the home page. And that website, again, is askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, how can you lighten up even more before the end of this important year? When I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about choosing to heal and give you some tips for doing so easily. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about choosing to heal. We have some good energies available to us now for doing so, and this is one of the best ways to lighten ourselves up before the end of this important year. So today, I want to give you some tips for using these energies well, which I trust will help all of us to raise our vibration or frequency. Now, first of all, I want to talk about healing negative stories about ourselves. We all have stories about who we are and what always happens to us. And over time, these stories become part of our identity, much like someone who has a disability becomes identified with that. Now, these stories are related to some way in which we're the victim. It might be that someone else, such as a partner, always overspends your money, or perhaps others dump their anger on you, even though it may have nothing to do with you. Or maybe your boss or your mother-in-law doesn't appreciate you and always gives you grief. Or perhaps you've always been different in some way, so you don't feel like you fit in. Or perhaps you always respond to challenges by worrying or by complaining. Or maybe you have a story that you have to always do everything yourself, and no one ever helps you. You can only count on yourself. Or perhaps your story is that you give and give to others, but others don't do the same for you. Or maybe you're just not perfect enough. Or perhaps you have long-standing health issues that never seem to heal. Or perhaps your story is that you never have enough money. Now, much like a computer program, these stories and patterns become part of us, and they can occur with just us or with anyone, family members, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and people in other organizations or the community. They can also occur in numerous ways, and it doesn't matter with whom we have these negative stories or patterns or what they are. What's important is that we're the one with the pattern that needs to be healed. Now, right now, the universe has a lovely configuration going on, which is ideal for choosing to heal and forgive. Now, this is shown by the planets of Venus conjunct Saturn, trine to Chiron and Neptune. And all of these planets are also trined by the dwarf planet of Ceres. Now, Ceres is associated with nurturing. She was the fertility goddess who made the earth green and luscious. So her presence in this configuration suggests that choosing to heal now is both nurturing and a great blessing that we can give ourselves. Venus trine Neptune in this configuration suggests that this is an ideal time to forgive. Now, who are we going to forgive? Not just others, but ourselves too. You see, when we hold a negative emotion toward another person, literally, those negative energies are eating the inside of our body one way or another. So maintaining negative energies and emotions in our body toward anyone or any situation creates health challenges over time. Scientists and doctors have actually discovered the mechanisms behind this. So the real purpose behind forgiving others is that we stop harming ourselves. Now, energetically, when we hold a grudge or negative energy toward others for any reason, we're automatically sending this negative energy out to the universe. And, of course, that includes everyone we meet and know, as well as the rest of the earth. So just imagine how much you impact not only your own life by choosing to heal, but you also improve the life of others and the entire earth when you choose to heal. Now, we also have Venus and Saturn trine Chiron. Now, Chiron was the wounded healer, and he was actually a centaur, half human and half horse. And when his parents, who were the gods, realized they had birthed the so-called monster, they threw him out, and he literally raised himself in a cave. Now, Chiron eventually learned everything there was to know at that time, and he became the teacher to the children's gods. So he taught Hercules and Atlas, among others. Chiron became famous as an herbalist and a healer. And he also was an exceptional musician, which is a vibrational method of healing. So having Chiron strongly in the picture now suggests that there's a lot of healing we can do now, especially for those of us who feel different. Now, Saturn in the picture is about taking responsibility for our choices, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. Saturn's also about being aware that what we do now impacts the long run. Of course, Venus in this configuration is related to love, loving ourselves and others. And Venus is also related to money. And this configuration tells us that as we forgive ourselves and others, we can attract a lot more prosperity to us. Now, what's the key to choosing to heal now? I know you're going to love hearing this. It's recognizing that we're the ones who created everything that happens to us. Now, we mostly do this unconsciously because we don't realize how our own thoughts and feelings are attracting the same situations to us over and over again. And we also usually don't realize that other people are reflecting back our own energies to us. So, for example, although we may not appear to be angry, if we're harboring resentment toward others, we'll unwittingly attract people who are angry to us. So what's a person to do to break these patterns? Forgive ourselves. It's that simple. There's a terrific kuna process from the Hawaiian kahunas known as Ho'oponopono. And this process is extremely effective, and it uses forgiveness as one of its primary pieces. There's even a story about how a psychiatrist used this process to treat the patients at a mental hospital. He actually never saw the patients. He simply did this process over and over again with the file of each person, and eventually they all got well. So what is this process? It's very simple yet very powerful. So write this down and use it. It's just four short sentences. Ready to write? Here it is. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That's it. Just those four sentences. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now, when you say you're sorry, you're acknowledging that you had some part in the creation of whatever the situation was. Remember that I said we're the ones who are responsible for everything that comes into our field of awareness. So the I'm sorry just acknowledges that you understand you had a part in its creation. Now, please forgive me releases the negative energy around the issue. And we understand that part instinctively, but we sometimes forget how extremely important this is. This is the part that releases the negative tension in your body and allows you to heal at all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Then the thank you is thanking yourself or the other person or situation for bringing the issue to your attention. This is important, too, because it means there is no blame going on. You understand that you needed to deal with the issue or pattern in a different way and that the person or situation is there to help you by bringing it to your attention. The I love you brings up the positive energy upon which the entire universe is created. And it also acknowledges that we are all one. Whatever happens to me happens to you and vice versa. And when we love ourselves, we love others, and others love us too. The trail continues to create more love and more joy when we do this. So there you have it, a very simple yet powerful process that can create healing, forgiveness, and love in four short sentences. And you can do this by yourself. You don't need to say this to anyone else, no matter what the situation is. It works no matter who or what is involved. Now, as we do this simple pattern or process to heal old patterns and issues, we can more easily connect to our true self. The part of us which is divine, also known as our higher self, is always completely healed, loving, abundant, and joyful. It's only because we see ourselves as separate from this part of ourselves that we don't feel the same way. The more we heal now, the more we can connect with our true self, and the more abundant, joyful, and loving we'll be. And as we spend more and more time in those energies, we send the rest of the world, and in fact, the entire universe, those same energies. The more love we send into the world, the more the world loves us back. Now, can you imagine a more wonderful gift that you can give yourself and the world this holiday season? So I encourage you to choose to heal now. Do it this weekend if you can, while the energies are the strongest. Just spend 10 minutes repeating those four sentences as you think about an issue or pattern you're healing. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You'll be amazed at how this will lighten you up and help us all prepare to birth the new earth in December. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. We slow down the flow in our lives and the flow of money when we get tense about things not working the way we prefer. We go into control mode and start trying to make it happen. This is a sign that we don't trust the universe to bring us what we want or something better. So relax and trust the universe. Get yourself to feeling good, and it will all work out if you do. Now, join me again next Friday, December 7th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And remember to mark your calendar for my special December 14th show, which will be 1 hour. And also mark your calendar that my special December 21st show will be on at 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site, at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the safety and security release on December 5th so you can let go of any anxieties or fears related to being safe this season. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.